This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yay! Here we are, the most likable bunch on the radio. It's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay's off today. Doug is here. There is no routine to what we do. I suppose, well, I don't think... routine is something that's safe for a lot of people. They like to do the same thing the same way. When you wake up in the morning, you're right, you brush your teeth, you wash your face, you use the Navage to clean out your nose, and maybe you have the same thing for breakfast every day. People start the day with a cup of coffee. I've never understood that. But then I don't drink coffee, so maybe that's
why. Maybe that's why.
Right? You should start. It's delicious.
Oh, really? Yeah, no. You ever put wine in your coffee?
No, that's disgusting.
You've never done that. Come on.
Who would ever do that?
Why would I do that?
Well, because you like both wine and coffee.
Yeah.
So what about mixing them, putting them together?
Does that mean you mix them? Like, I know your mentality is that if your dinners are whatever you can find in your refrigerator, it's milk and salmon and ugh.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to go together. Just, they can be good on their own, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you put Bailey's in coffee.
Yeah, Bailey's in coffee. Or
Amaretto.
Jameson's
great.
You make an Irish coffee. Yeah, but not wine.
Ugh. I was reading a treatise on how to be unlikable.
Putting wine in coffee, and that'll help you.
Yeah,
that status.
Well, you're always teasing me about clickbait. And I was earlier on going through the stars of Chicago Med, Chicago PD, who was dating who, and all that stuff. I find that it was rather, it's a way to spend a few minutes to find out what's going on the other half of the world. And then I saw something, I clicked on it, how to be unlikable. There are many ways you can be unlikable. Be a braggart. Throw temper tantrums. Give people the silent treatment when you don't like what they've done. Be dogmatic. Be righteous and close-minded. How many people so far have I described in your lives, ladies? Who do you know who is all about themselves, never interested in listening to anybody else, don't ever smile at people, glare, look suspicious?
Who compiled this list?
I know.
A fellow named
And why
Carlos.
Are they giving you a how-to on being a jerk?
Right. Right.
Wouldn't you want a list of how to be likable?
The fellow's name was Carlos Tobin, who put this together. So, Carlos, thanks very much. Congratulations on being a jerk.
And thanks
Let's
for
go.
Giving Doug a virus on his computer because he clicked on your crappy article.
Right.
All right. So what's the story with this arms shipment of thousands of assault weapons, machine guns, rifles, that kind of stuff, that were buried in a ship? All this illicit cargo was seized by the Navy in the Arabian Sea. Do we know where it came from and where it was going? That would be the question I'd like an answer all these weapons.
We know it's Chinese and Russian, guns and anti-missile tanks and stuff like that. But, I don't know the answer to where it was going.
Yeah, I don't see that here. No. Anyway, that has not been part of what has
So why
been.
Did we seize it? Wouldn't we think it
would
be
worth
it?
Well, here, wait a minute,
to see where
apparently
it's
it was bound for Yemen.
That's what I would want
to do. To support the rebels. Who even knew there was stuff going on?
Then we put the puzzle together. Who backs the rebels in Yemen?
China,
Russia, Iran.
Then there you go. So then that makes sense. Triangle. Yeah. All right.
So they said
problem solved.
We sent a guided missile cruiser to make sure nobody was playing around. They apparently got the I'm not sure which one it was, a flat top. Over there, and they took all of the rifles off of this ship, and they put it on the top of the aircraft carrier. There were thousands of assault rifles from China. There were thousands of heavy machine guns from Russia. There were thousands of sniper rifles also made in Russia with an anti-tank guided missile supply as well. So this is the fifth fleet, which is the Navy has in the Middle East. And they were the ones. So how did they find? That's what I haven't figured out yet by looking around. How'd they know that this ship was, somebody had to have squealed.
Had to be satellite, too.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I know that Trump took a lot of, like, heat for the Space Force, but the reason the Biden administration hasn't dumped it is because it comes into play. Not only do you have satellite technology that needs to be ramped up by the United States, but to figure out these cyber hacks, I mean, so much of our war now is not going to be like we were used to, where it's two men or groups of men and women standing on battle lines and shooting at each other.
Not at all.
One thing we haven't talked about today is the hack of the pipeline. And, I mean, this is huge. The Colonial Pipeline carries like 2.5 million barrels of oil every single day. It's diesel, gasoline, and jet fuel.
I think we did talk about it. Where were you?
In the tech report.
Maybe I was gone. Okay, so we did talk about the 45% of the East Coast supply of gasoline and jet fuel and diesel is held up.
The prices.
It's completely knocked offline. And so, you know, it's like... We seem to get so mixed
Jennifer
up our own internal work.
Made a very good sort of an overview of this, Jennifer, and the fact that we are so weak in our the protections that we have on our systems obviously aren't that great.
No, but this has been going back. I mean, President Obama was constantly talking about cybersecurity and all this, and that we needed it for our utilities. Mayor Bloomberg, before he left New York, he was constantly talking about how the power grid in the state of New York is just so ancient and so vulnerable. In the last couple of months, we've seen numerous stories now of the water treatment plant down in Florida.
Yeah.
That one came really, really close to poisoning people. If the one guy hadn't seen, and this is what it came down to, he looked up at the screen and saw that his cursor was moving and he wasn't moving his mouse. That's the only way he detected that someone had hacked into the computer. They had already altered the level of lead or some horrible thing in the water, and that was about to go out to people's homes. I mean, that's how close that came. We can't live like that. It's just too scary.
Awful. Okay, let's get to some. The two of you enjoy Mother's Day? What did you do, Jennifer, with your mother yesterday?
Well, we kind of celebrated the week before, so
she went back, didn't she?
She's not back yet. She's going back right now, or this week. But we just went to breakfast and then just hung out. So we had done the bulk of our Mother's Day celebrating happened the weekend before.
Do you know that same fine establishment you took me to the week before?
We did, and not on purpose, but because we thought it was going to be really crowded. It seems that finally around California, I don't know, this weekend it was very noticeable to me. A lot of people out, a lot of people in the parks, on the roads, so we thought we were not going to be able to get in anywhere else. So we did, and we were fine. We had a great
time. Nice. All right, what did you do for Mother's Day, Victoria?
We went over to my brother and sister-in-law's house, and we had they just had redone their garden. It's really beautiful. So we had lunch outside with my parents, it was great. It was the first time that all six of us weren't sitting in the driveway visiting with my parents at a distance because we're all fully inoculated now. So lots of hugs, and it was really fun.
All right. So Dr. Fauci was all over the place over the weekend making various predictions. You buying him, Jennifer?
I don't buy him. I think that he's been oversaturated.
Easy question. Easy answer.
Why don't we talk about what he said? Because I think all of us would agree with what he said.
When somebody says, what's Mother's Day next year going to look like? I don't care what Dr. Fauci thinks about next Mother's Day, to be quite honest, because he's had his predictions all the way through, and he always back and forth, and it's clear that this thing has become political. It never should have been. This was a public health emergency.
All right, let me ask you this, Jennifer. So is it politics to ask Fauci why we're cooperating with China? Is that coming from one side of the aisle or another? The money that was used that he had discretion over that went to the Wuhan lab, to create the virus. This is money.
It's a question he needs to answer. I think it's a question he has not answered. And I don't think, and here's the thing when it comes to politics with that, Obama was the one who ordered him not to be doing that research anymore with government money because they thought it was too dangerous to be ripping up the coronavirus. So I mean, it should be, again, it should be that we celebrate Obama for that decision, because obviously it was the right one. And we should ask Fauci some hard questions
about
why
he
continued that research with private money.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, now, in league with that.
Well, the other thing he said was the mask mandate. That was the big thing that he said over the weekend, and that if you're vaccinated, you shouldn't have to go into a movie theater or indoor dining with a mask on anymore.
So how are we going to change the popular culture? I went in to a mattress store yesterday to buy some mattresses, and I've had my shots. I don't want to wear my mask in there, but I brought it with me. And the guy that was in the store was wearing a mask, so I felt like I should put my mask on.
Right.
I don't
well,
want
a lot
to
of that is still
anymore.
You know, under executive order from
review.
Various governors of the states. Yeah. Like in New Jersey, you can't go into any retail place with or you know or
is
restaurant
Biden
without.
Wearing a mask?
Yeah.
You see him wearing a mask? Is he wearing
like 12 of them outdoors? It's ridiculous.
Really?
I mean, that's the messaging problem. Is that it comes? So when we talk about you know why people aren't going back to work and the fear and blah blah blah. It's coming from the top. And, you know, Fauci may have said, well, you shouldn't have to go into a movie theater with a mask on. But guess what he said 2 weeks ago? He said that you should still keep a mask on outdoors. I mean, so the missed opportunity to message this appropriately and to tell people that the reason you're getting vaccinated is that you can go back to normal has been totally bungled and
kind
missed.
Of. Yeah.
So
kind of
like,
bungled.
You know, the idea that the CDC is consulting with teachers unions about how to reopen the schools and then word for word verbatim putting out what the teachers union said after they said it was safe for schools to reopen. I mean, that back and forth is what's causing people the distrust that was already there in the government because people distrust the government. Doug, you're a perfect example of that. But this only makes it worse. So I don't know. I just don't know how you fix it. It's gone on for months like this now, back and forth, back and forth.
One of the things that we really need to be scrutinizing as American taxpayers are all these workers who are refusing suitable work because they have get unemployment benefits still. That's something we've been back and forth on today and a couple of days last week. This has got to stop. Really. They bet people, what is it, Mitch McConnell said.
Here's my question, though. If you get $300, if you're in a state that has, or if, I guess it's federal now, so if you,
you
get
shouldn't
the extra,
get anything.
Okay, but
nothing.
Listen, but here's my question. So if you get $300 as the pandemic insurance or whatever they call it, they tack that on. Unless I'm in New Jersey and I've been in New York. I've been on unemployment in both states at various points of my career. There is so I was at the highest
Welcome
level of
to radio.
Paying. Yeah. Well, exactly. So I have paid into the highest level of unemployment insurance, you know, when you know a tax,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
I get back the highest amount. The highest amount that I've ever gotten was $400 a week, and that was before tax was taken out.
I don't know anything about it. I've never applied for unemployment in my life. So
okay, but that the reason I was able to get $400 is because New York and New Jersey, New York especially, has an additional city tax if you work in Manhattan. So that's the only reason I was able to get that much. If you're in New Jersey, you're in like, you know, the 200 range. So who can live on that? How is that an
that's
incentive?
That's the point. You're not supposed to live on it. That's the point.
Yeah.
Is that
well, I mean, survive
on it. You're not supposed to live on unemployment, and that's the problem is that there's
yeah,
a mentality
a
that
yeah.
but
we
even
have
if you add the my point though is if you add on the $300, that's still not enough to say I'm not going to work. That just it doesn't add
for
up.
Some it is. For some it is.
Yeah, I mean, some people are just sitting in the middle.
Past the hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never, never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Lots of things happening here, there, and everywhere. We love to talk about what's trending, and we'll get to there's some interesting people-oriented stuff. Certainly, there always is. And then there's the mayhem that comes on Monday. We'll get to that right after this.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right where your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
All right, let's get to what's trending. Jay's off today, but Victoria and I can work our way through the lovelies that are here, including some pictures of Mark Wahlberg like you have never seen him before. Looks like a rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub, only it's him. Very unlike his look up until now. What movie is he? What's he?
It's a movie called Stew. Yeah, it's a movie called Stew, and he had to gain 30 pounds. He already gained 20. In 3 weeks, he gained 20 pounds. Wow. And then now he's got 10 more that he wants to gain for the role. And so the reason that he's been trending is because he put out some pictures of himself shirtless, kind of laying on his bed, and he just looks fat. And so he looks like a dad bod now, and he normally
is
really
rich.
Let's analyze this.
His price per movie. There are certain actors that will do any movie for their price. Like, if you pay, what's his face from, what is the name? Harrison Ford. $20 million, he'll do any movie you want him to do.
Okay.
Mark Wahlberg, the same. But his price, I think, is 14 or 15 mil. Give him the 14 mil, he'll do anything, including blow himself up like a balloon for this particular role. Right? This is,
What
is the role? What's he playing? What is he?
It's a movie, well, like I said, it's a movie called Stew, and I'm assuming he plays the lead character, Stew. The movie also stars Mel Gibson,
and Jackie Weaver. So the plot is under wraps. I can't find anything about the plot, but it's in production right now.
He and Mel Gibson have become quite good friends. They've done three or four movies together, apparently. They
I wonder if it's a religious thing, because they're both, like, super Catholic.
Yeah, they are. Yep. Yep. Super Catholic. It's time for
the
Super Catholic. Yes.
Right.
Okay. The shoot 'em up this weekend, well, there are a couple of them, one in Colorado, one in Times Square, that are trending. There seems to be no real reason, though, for... You were saying this earlier when we were talking about it, how just people have gotten crazy. You stir crazy being in the house. Is that enough reason for somebody to get a gun and shoot up Times Square? I don't find that to be particularly...
I don't know. I mean, as a former New Yorker, actual New Yorkers don't go to Times Square. It's kind of one of those things.
Yeah, it's a tourist
place.
Yeah.
So and the people who were shot include apparently between two and four men had gotten into an argument. This is according to witnesses what they told the police. One of them pulled the gun and then started shooting. And so there are three victims, and everyone's expected to survive, but the police are still looking for this guy. The shooter is on at large.
All right. Now, other things went on this past weekend. The SNL thing, Asperger's, Elon Musk said, I'm the only one who's been here, and Dan Aykroyd said, not so fast. Right?
I don't know if Dan Aykroyd said that, but other people fact-checked that, so that was kind of strange. Yeah.
But it's still a good appearance. Interesting show. You might want to check it out. 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotion-y feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration on Sunday issued a regional emergency declaration in 17 states and the District of Columbia in response to the shutdown of one of the largest pipelines in the United States. The Colonial Pipeline, which supplies about 45% of fuel consumed by the East Coast, was shut down by hackers. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter says the Supreme Court should hear the Mississippi case that could allow states to ban abortions after 15 weeks of gestation. Republican Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt signed a bill April 27th that would automatically outlaw abortion in his state if the Supreme Court were to overturn Roe v. Wade. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, has reportedly put down at least $500 million on a mega yacht that will rival the finest in the world. The report said the yacht will span over a football field and feature several decks. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name's Adam Barada. author of two number one national best-selling books. My first, Gold is a Better Way, was published when gold was $1,200. My second, The Great Devaluation, published when gold was $1,500. Today, gold's $1,750. I'm marking that price with my most important information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. This report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why the Fed actually wants and needs a higher gold price. Subscribers pay thousands for my information. I want to give it to you for free. Just have an IRA or 401k. I'll release my special leverage report to you right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000 for your free leverage ratio report. I believe gold's headed much higher. Get my report and find out why. Call 800-900-8000 now.
The country of Colombia has big problems. The people and government have been clashing for several weeks. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Protests have racked Colombia for the last 2 weeks after President Iván Duque proposed a tax hike meant to help the government deal with the financial strain from the COVID pandemic. Duque withdrew the proposal after unrest began and the country's finance minister resigned, but the protests have continued. At least 30 people have been killed and more than 900 injured in clashes between protesters and the police over the last 10 days. Former American ambassador to Colombia, Kevin Whitaker, explained to CBS News why the violence has continued despite the withdrawal of the president's controversial tax plan.
Colombia experienced a 7% decline in GDP in 2020, and that has gravely affected government revenues, which are used for a variety of purposes, obviously. But in addition to that, you have the great dislocation caused by the pandemic. Colombia has been hurt disproportionately or worse than some of its neighbors in the region. And so you have an accumulation of anger and dissent that are related to both elements, which manifested themselves in these demonstrations.
Colombia recognizes 68 different languages for its 50.5 million citizens. A string of lights that floated across the night sky in parts of the United States last week had some people wondering if it was a fleet of UFOs. The train of lights was actually a series of relatively low-flying satellites launched by SpaceX as part of the Starlink internet service. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Some at the hour. This is the BJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria, and I here to inspire you. Fred Rogers said, Mr. Rogers, said, love isn't a state of perfect caring. It's an active noun, like struggle. I thought that was kind of it's pithy. Don't you think so, Victoria? Love isn't a state of perfect caring. It's an active noun. It is. You have to always, it's kind of requiring work that people don't acknowledge. Being together with somebody is a lot of work. I don't know how else you put
it. Well, I think he also probably meant on a larger scale of loving your fellow, you know, your fellow citizens, loving your neighbors, loving, you know. I don't think it's just a relationship thing.
Well, let's hope
that's
the case.
And it's not easy to love. Look, it's not easy to have an open heart and to love everyone and to treat everyone, you know, equally. It's not easy. We're born with, you know, we're raised with biases.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, it's not always easy.
We're all
easy.
Born perfect. That my philosophy is that we are born perfectly, or we are perfect beings as we are born. And then the environment, our families, the world, life. It messes it all up. So maybe we ought to change. Here's somebody who messed it up. This moron, Mustafa Qadeen. I think, is that his name? Something like that.
It's Qadiri.
Qadiri, whatever. Yeah. Irvine, California, right down the road from L.A. So this guy gets millions of dollars in COVID relief loans. Five million.
That's crazy.
Right. All right, so then what happened to him? He spent the money. What an idiot. So how'd they catch him, I guess, is the question, Victoria, right?
That's always my favorite. I'm sure next year we're going to see a ton of Law and Order episodes where they find fraudulent PPP loans and things like that.
Yep.
So this guy claimed that he had four different businesses in Newport Beach, California, none of which are actually in business. And so I'm not really sure how they found him, but he submitted claims to a bunch of different, bank loan places because, you know, it all went through, different banks worked with the government to provide relief. And he spent the money on, lavish vacations, personal expenses. He bought a Ferrari, a Bentley, and a Lamborghini because you need all three. And then, all the cars plus $2 million in cash were seized by federal agents. And he surrendered himself to authorities. So he's charged with 6 counts of money laundering, 4 counts of bank fraud and wire fraud, and 1 count of aggravated identity theft. Apparently, in order to get one of the loans, or more than one of the loans, he used fake federal tax return forms. He used someone else's identity. I mean, this guy worked. He worked hard for the money, you know? I'll give him that. This is a lot of work.
You got to do a lot of work to make up these kinds of stories.
Yep.
Congratulations to a lady who I believe is named Megan Martin. She was the star last night of America, Ninja Warriors. And if you saw her, she's 40-something years old. I happened to clip through that. I forget what I was watching, but during a commercial I went over there. Because I don't like the announcers. I like the idea of women and men competing who are really good athletically at what they do. I think it's really inspirational. But these two guys that do the play-by-play are both a couple of...
Who is it? I haven't seen that show.
I don't remember what his name is.
I thought The Rock did one of them.
No. Uh-uh. Well, if he did, he's not doing it now. Hmm. At any rate, this woman was awesome. I mean, you see her, the kids are there, she's 44 years old, she's built like you know what, as strong as could be, and she was amazing going from, I mean, I hadn't seen these various things, they have a wheel that you grab onto and it unscrews, and if you can't, you know, it's fast, and if you can't hold onto it, you fall into the water, you know, that kind of stuff. But I think, especially with women, I love women athletes who really go to town, and make themselves into something, you know, men say, oh, the weaker sex, baloney. I think that that's a lot of nonsense, frankly. But it was something I thought was worth a few minutes of our time. Megan Martin, congratulations to her. The weekend also held in store for me, Victoria, calling because I had a problem with my new American Express card. There was somebody who charged already. I've only had the thing for a month, and there's already a charge for $300 that I didn't put on it. So I'm on the phone, I'm calling, and I get this old Schwerba, your call is very important to us, so please hold on. How many people go through that day after day after day after day after day? Our agents are busy helping other callers. Please hold on for the next available agent. We apologize for any inconvenience and all that other stuff. And the minutes go into a half hour. If you're dumb enough to stay on the phone, these businesses do not want your business. They don't care. There must be somebody else you can do business with that isn't going to put you through this hellacious waste of time that we've become accustomed to hearing. I think we just, you know, thanks for calling. If you call the doctor's office, if this is an emergency, dial 911. Who's stupid enough to not know that? You got to tell somebody that? You know, that kind of stuff. Every time I have a device in my chest that's supposed to monitor my heart after the spell that I had last year. So it has been malfunctioning. And each time I call, I get put on hold, and it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And but the first thing that you get when you dial the number is, if this is an emergency, please hang up and call 911. Why would anybody be stupid enough to be calling your office if it's an emergency? I can't abide by the time wasting that goes on. So anyway, I guess you sat around or you waited around. But if it's a real emergency and you can't get to somebody, what do you do? That's the other side of it. Remember Ernestine from, you know, you don't remember laughing, do you? You never saw any episode.
No.
This was, remember when Lily Tomlin's first, you've heard the stories about her first role, first important role, was playing Ernestine, the telephone operator on Laugh-In.
Oh, I've seen clips of that. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Run ringy dingy, two ringy dingies.
Right.
I want somebody to do that to me when I call to get
Let's just be honest. You want to pick up the phone and have Mabel on the other line.
Yep.
Hi, Doug. How's it going today? How's the farm? That's what you want.
That's what I want.
I'm sorry. That's 50 years ago.
No. What do you mean, sorry? Why shouldn't it be the case today? Why do we put up with stuff that's not... We're paying for it. So why are we not getting the best... Why aren't we getting our money's worth, I guess, manner of speaking? And we're, as long as we're in the medical department, let's spend a minute talking about it.
Was that where we were? I was a little lost with
We were kind of in the medical department. National Women's Checkup Day is today, held every year on the second Monday in May, to continue with the theme after Mother's Day. It's important to have you know what's going on in your body. This holds for everybody, men and women, but because it was Mother's Day, and this is something that's held a focus on the importance of how really you need to get a regular checkup. Doctor's visits are important, so you're encouraged to take more steps to maintain your health. Why would you not want to go? This question comes up every time this sort of discussion takes place on any of the programs that I do, the Good Day Health or DGV Health Show Now, and this program. The fact that some people say, I don't want to know, is something, Victoria, that's so foreign to me. Why wouldn't you want to know what's going on in your body? I don't get that thinking, but it's there. If we can encourage regular checkups, mammograms, things like that, they usually lead to better health. The health of women impacted by the fact that women are underrepresented in most major research studies. Now, I would wonder why that is. Why? Why are most women?
Well, I think you could probably make the argument. I don't know the answer, but I'm speculating. And this is something that a lot of people haven't talked about much. With the coronavirus vaccines, there were not many women. The women who took part in those trials were mostly healthcare professionals. They were doctors and nurses, but by and large, all of the vaccines for COVID had very few women involved, which is why women felt kind of like blindsided when we had all these crazy side effects, you know, from getting the first shot or the second shot, and no one really knew how it was going to affect women. And as we all know, it affected me and Jay, like, immensely. My husband, my brother, my dad really had nothing. You didn't really have anything either. So...
No.
But women often, I think, do not partake in these research studies because if there are side effects, they're pretty much running the household. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I know that we like to say that men and women co-parent equally, but that's still not.
There's more of it going on, but not. I don't think there's any equality.
Yeah, no. So I mean, I think women don't have the time to say, okay, yeah, I'm going to partake in this trial, and maybe if I have side effects or whatever, I won't be able to take care of my kids or my aging parents. Women just don't have the time for that.
Yeah, I thought I was looking at something here that. I don't know. I find there is a lot of there's so much inconsistency, okay, maybe I'll put it that way, into how we look at things, how we understand things, depending on who it is that is presenting the information. I thought it was interesting. I read yesterday about Gwyneth Paltrow, who's got a little business on the side that's basically about helping people, right? Isn't that she's got
it's a pretty big
natural
business at this point, the Goop website. Yeah, yeah, I buy lots of stuff.
What's it called?
Goop, G-O-O-P.
That's right, yeah. Well, she admitted in a side posting somewhere that she's been drinking a lot during the pandemic. She said that she had 2 whiskey cocktails every night. I don't know, how potent is that? Is that enough to knock you out?
It would knock me out. I can't handle brown liquor. I just, I can't even take, I can't stomach a sip of it. It just, it's so.
So is she with somebody now? Is she married to somebody? Is she living by herself?
She's married to Brad Falchuk. He's Ryan Murphy's producing partner. So he's done a ton of different TV things and movies and things like that.
So why wouldn't the husband be paying attention? If your spouse is doing, if Lewis was drinking 2 glasses of whiskey sours or cocktails every night, you'd probably want to intervene, wouldn't you? You wouldn't just say, go ahead.
Well, I have a feeling that she was drinking with him. I think that was. But
really?
The thing about, this is, you know, it sounds weird because it's coming from Gwyneth Paltrow and people think of her as like, you know,
health
and wellness and all that. Right. But, you know, I mean, a lot of, they're in California and California had the longest lockdown of pretty much any state. And a lot of people drank a whole lot more and ate a lot of bad food. She gained 14 pounds and she said, you know, we were eating bagels and pizza and having cocktails. And that's what everybody did, really. I don't know anyone who didn't. Well, not you. Okay. You're the only person I know who didn't drink more and eat more.
Uh-huh. All right. Speaking of eating, how about we have a trip to Ebon's Bakehouse for their fabulous breads, rolls, buns, cookies, all of them are gluten-free, no preservatives whatsoever, and the yummiest stuff, their products are really, you go through the website, Victoria, tell you how yummy they are, Jennifer, everybody here. I have, last night I had a cranberry walnut cookie with a little vanilla ice cream. It's very, very good. And it doesn't bother me. I have a gluten intolerance, and that's why they came to me to tell the story. And the story is these cookies and the breads are fabulous. They're yummy, and they are so easily obtained. Just go online to Ebon's Bakehouse, E-B-A-N-S, Ebon's Bakehouse. Go there, ebonsbakehouse.com. Look at the various sizes and shapes of the bread loaves, the cookies, that stuff. Check it out. Order it. Use the DJV code for a big discount at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000 up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it.
Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
T3 after the hour now on the DJV program. There's a deal floating around that will allow movie theaters, certain chains, I guess, to have pictures, and then they have them go over to the streaming services. I think the whole thing is a can of worms. Chuck will get to the bottom of that, plus the number one weekend box office totals coming up after this.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
All right, so here is another one of those unknown themes that comes from a well-known movie. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, for this Monday, the 10th of May. So, Chucker, fill us in, will you please?
That is the theme to the movie Twister, which came out today in movie history, May 10th, 1996, became the second highest-grossing film released that year behind Independence Day, starred Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton.
Good movie.
Directed by Jean Dubon, who was red hot off the movie Speed. I like this film a lot. I know the script is not great, but the musical score is infectious. The two leads are really good. Great special effects.
Yeah.
They always talked about doing a sequel, but it never
flying around. You remember the cow flying around?
Yeah, it's really good stuff. And that scene in the drive-in movie theater when they're playing The Shining in the dark in the tornado rips the screen across left to right. That's a pretty cool special effects sequence. Yeah. I love that scene, and it looks great on the big screen. You know, initially they wanted Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks to star in this movie, and their deal fell apart, and they went with Bill Paxton. But Bill Paxton
is
fantastic as the lead in this movie.
Yeah,
really
good.
Good.
He's a good actor.
plot line of the estranged couple who reunite under disastrous circumstances. It works. It hooks you every time, yeah. And I like that pairing.
Yeah, good pairing. It is. It's good. All right, what did well at the box office over the weekend?
Guy Ritchie's crime thriller, Wrath of Man, $8 million opening weekend. That's considered pretty good for an R-rated action movie, especially in this climate. Jason Statham is the star. Demon Slayer plays second, 3.1. $37 million the date. Mortal Kombat, 2.4. $37 million the date. Godzilla vs. Kong, 1.9 over the weekend. $93 million overall. That's the biggest hit during this pandemic. And that film is, from what I read, pretty profitable now with the deals Warner Brothers cut with all the other, with the actors and the streaming services around it.
Right,
and Disney's Raya and the Last Dragon ran out the top five, 1.9, $44 million. Today, now the big two barometer movies this Memorial Day weekend in a few weeks, Quiet Place 2, which is, should be a big one, and Disney's Cruella, which also goes to streaming.
Those
Disney
look awful.
Plus streaming service, $29.99, same day. So that's going to be a really interesting Memorial Day weekend at the box office, Doug.
All right, so what do you think of this deal that Cinemark has signed with Disney and Paramount and some of the other producers? They're one of the main movie theater chains, along with AMC and Regal. They signed a deal that I guess basically allows for shorter theatrical windows and to get it up and stream faster. So how is it that the theaters... how do they
Here's the deal. Before COVID, the theater owners had the leverage. After and during COVID, now the studios have massive leverage. I guess the bean counters that Cinemark sat in a boardroom and came to the conclusion that they got to play ball with what the studios want to do.
17-day run. Snyder,
for Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead, Cinemax signed an exclusive deal with Netflix. They're going to play that movie for 1 week, and then it goes to Netflix. So you're saying it was going to be 45 days. I guess they cut a deal for 17 days.
Well, if a film makes $50 million, it runs in the theaters for a month or 5 weeks before hitting the streaming platforms. But it seems to me this all is shooting, they're shooting themselves in the foot here.
Not everybody's going to win here.
No, that's for sure. You're a winner, though, Chucker. That's why you're
here. Thank you,
Doug. Yes, you're welcome. Along with Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.